All the sick and the sick, and all over this land country. Bless all the ones in the hospital, the shelter, the prison, the ones that don't have any way to stay. All the bereaved families, all the ones all over this land and country, God. And again, God, I just want to thank you again for another day. It's a prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you,
brother. Thank you.
legs up along the side. Wake up with Ricky. Take the leap of all my hands. Wave it along with it. Right there under your feet. Make sure you hear somebody. Thank you.
this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. All those who believe that God is still on the throne, let it be known by Facebook Live. Let them know that God is able. Let them know that God is real. Let them know that God has kept us. Amen. I don't care who's going to give God the glory. I'll always give God the praise. So good to be here, not only this day, but in this season of Advent. Amen. 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 Somebody put me in the dark. I got a glow on my head. What's going on? Got a glow on my head. Hallelujah. Angels in the house.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 9. Yes, chapter 9. What did I say? Did I say something else? Maybe I want to go there, but the Holy Ghost said go to 9. I'm sorry. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, excuse me, and verse 7, if it be God's will. Read it from the New King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over this kingdom, to order and to establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Amen. I want to preach to you from a subject that's for a few moments. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. We just came through a presidential election where most people, most of the candidates, they have made promises. Amen. And y'all know that the promise and the covenant is only good as the person that able to keep the promise. Amen. They promised us that we would have, they would work on a world of justice. Amen. That one of their platforms was the fight against injustice. Ain't that right? But if you, in reality, you know that most candidates that came before these in this 2020 promised us the same thing. But I want to tell you, only God can keep that promise. And I hope I can explain it to you later. Not only that, they promised especially in the United States, they promised that the police, amen, would guard us and they would keep us, amen. But I'm here to tell you today that the Bible says, unless the Lord guards the house, I don't care if the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines are standing by God, it will not prevail, amen. I'm going to tell you today that most candidates have made their promises, and we know they're going to do their best, but we know that only God can do what's promised as far as peace. Peace, that word peace, in Hebrew it means shalom. That word peace in this season of Advent, it means completeness. It means wholeness. It means soundness. Amen. And in the world, the society, the culture, that word of peace for us means that it's the absence of war, the absence of argument. Amen. We say we got peace at home. Amen. It's not because peace is really there. It's just because nobody addressed the issue or the elephant in the room. Y'all will be all right out the Bible. And even with issues in the house, we can act like there's peace, but we know sometimes there is no peace. We can play like there's peace in the streets, amen, but we know that just for a little while, during Christmas, everybody gonna play like, you know what I'm saying, we good and we love each other, ain't that right? And then we'll go right back to our Father right after we open the presents under the tree. And even in the church, amen, we'll have peace. I heard an old preacher say a lot of people that come to church, the only reason they come to church on Christmas and Easter is they like what we think. We think that folk want to come and show up their outfield. Sorry. We think that folk come because they want to be seen on Christmas and they're not really committed. Mm-hmm. But pastoring this little short period of time that God has shown me, not everybody that comes to church every Sunday is at peace with God. Amen. And they will pretend like they're at peace with you, but in heart and inside, they have a raging war going on because there is no peace. We know that peace should be in the house of God so we can exhibit, show peace, and then provide peace for people outside to let them know what Reverend Turner talked about last week is hope. Hope is the anchor of that thing that keeps us going, amen. But peace is the thing that gives us peace in the midst of the storm, amen. You can sleep, amen, when trouble is all around you. You can eat when you don't, you know what I'm saying, when it's not going your way. It's called peace. So in this season of Advent, or anticipation, that word is, it's the Latin word for coming, amen. And so Advent and Christmas are two different seasons. Advent is the season where we prepare for Christmas, amen. Advent is the season that you stand back, you get yourself together, amen. You repent of your mess, and it's a cousin to Lent, amen, before Easter, but Advent comes before Christmas. Christmas is the actual celebration of the birth of Christ, according to Luke 2. But Advent is you and I getting ourselves together, amen, to receive what the Lord has to bring for us, amen. Isaiah, this great prophet, Isaiah, they called him the eagle-eyed prophet because he saw 700 or 740 years down through the annals of time and talked about the coming of Christ. In Isaiah 7:14, he talked about the one, a virgin, who would have a child, amen, and would give birth to that child. And in the text where we're at now, he talks about the promise of the son and the child, amen, and the names of the child. Even in Isaiah 11, he talks about the shoot that comes out the ground of Jesse. In other words, Isaiah was like this. Have you ever tried to see a situation from the bottom, and you're at the bottom looking at it, and other people are midway looking at it, and somebody's on the top looking at it, and you at the bottom arguing your one point that you can see, and somebody's on the mountaintop and see the whole thing? Well, that's what Isaiah was, all the other prophets, because that's the camel we lit today. The camel of peace is the camel of the Bethlehem prophets. So they saw, Jeremiah saw, amen. Ezekiel saw, he even went to heaven, amen. He saw. But Isaiah was lifted up on the mountain, and he saw a straight line of the coming of Christ, amen. He even saw him on the cross, amen. Y'all know we love to quote in Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah saw that the servant on the cross, amen. But no, everybody saw the Lord ascending back, but no prophet saw the Lord coming back, because no man knows the day nor the hour that the Son of Man is coming. But y'all better hear me in this church, he is coming, and don't let him catch you with your work undone. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and get yourself together. That's why I don't get excited, Deacon Hall, about the title of pastor, because pastor got to lay down on his knees, pastor got to give up what he did. Pastor got to give an account of how he treated folks and what he did as good stewardship over the Lord's church. Pastor got to do that too. And I just want to hear him say, well done. And I'm trying to tell you, until you get to where you're going in God, in order to get there, you got to have peace. You got to have peace of mind. You got to have peace of heart, because you can't make grown folk do anything. Amen. As a matter of fact, the day we live in, you can't even make children do anything. So stop trying to make grown things, because I can go a little bit deeper than that. Sometimes I can't even make myself do right. Amen. I'm like the apostle.
man. The goodness of God is on the inside of me. It's the hope of glory of God on the inside of me that makes me have a due right mind. So I give God all the credit for the peace that he's given me. Peace. Got to have peace with God. To have peace with God will give you peace within yourself. When you, if you don't have peace within yourself, you can't have peace with others. And my last one is peace with others, amen. Because have you ever seen somebody where the situation is right and everybody is going good and all they want to do is fuss, fight, and argue and bring up the past? That's because they don't have no peace in them. Reverend Carr used to say this all the time. Reverend Carr said the way you can find out who the wolves are in the church and who the peace breakers are in the church, all you got to do is have peace in the house and hope in the house and just treat folk right. He said every now and again, a catfish will come in amongst the people, amen. Because y'all don't know about a catfish, the water can be clear. You can walk to the edge of a pond and look down and see brim swimming, amen. If you walk around to the side of a pond and get to the right point, you can even see a big mouth bass sometimes. Ain't that right? Standing on the other side of clean water. But all you got to do is stand there and watch for a while in clear water. You'll see the fish start dispersing. Y'all know why? Because the catfish shows up. He ain't got no skin, so he ain't got no emotions or no feeling, amen. And then he starts wagging his tail until he muddy up the waters, amen. He just want to muddy up everything, amen. That's just like the Bible says about a pig. You take a pig and clean them up, put lipstick on their pearls around their neck, and after a while, when you look, they right back out there playing in the dirt. That's the same way with Christians. I don't worry about what people do. I preach what does say the Lord. Children of the light, yeah. Children of hope, children of peace, children of joy, most of all, the children of love. Yeah. That's who we are in Jesus Christ. It was said in Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, a poet whose son was at war. During the Civil War time, he got injured. And I want to say, and I'm not sure for lack of reading, I didn't get that far, but I think he died. But long story short, the bad news got to Longfellow on Christmas Eve, amen. And on Christmas Eve, that poet couldn't think of what to do. Can you imagine the loss, hearing about the loss of somebody, amen, right here at Christmas, and we see it happening, ain't that right? But it said that Longfellow sat down, and he wrote a poem, amen, he expressed in a song for Christmas, and these are the words that he penned. He said, there is no peace on earth. I said, for he is strong and mocks the song of peace. Y'all hear me there? Mocks the song of peace on earth and goodwill toward me. But I wish I could have got to Longfellow. I would have told him that Luke declared, amen, that there was a babe was going to be the sign that a babe was going to be wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And the angels were going to be crying, amen. Peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. I know, Reverend, I know. Saying, Reverend, we don't see peace right now. We see people unemployed right now. Ain't that right? We see people that have lost homes and lost jobs right now. Ain't that right? Worldwide, a little under 70 million deaths. I mean, not deaths, but cases. Amen. And then numerous deaths. Amen. Right here in the United States of America, it's just growing exponentially. Amen. And then right here in Alamance County, North Carolina, if you look at the map, everything is red. Ain't that right? That means that Corona is on the rise. Amen. But I want to tell you right now that even though Corona is on the rise, I know a man from Galilee, amen. He's still a healer. He's still a heart regulator. That's why I like when Isaiah came with this saying, amen. He said, for unto us a child is born, Luke chapter 2, he did call, amen, and unto us a son is given, John 3:16, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do I have a church in here today, or am I in here all by myself? Everybody's trying to depend on the government now, and to show that y'all see how the world is in disarray, but it says that this one here, this Messiah, this promised one, the government was going to be on his shoulders and his name will be called. And before I get to his name, the Lord ain't sat on the throne yet. But 2 Samuel chapter 7, God promised, amen, through David, amen, that there would be one who come out the root of Jesse who would sit on the throne, would be on the throne forever, amen. And you might not believe it, but I'll believe it to the day I close my eyes, because I know when I close my eyes, God will wake me up and I'll see the one I'm talking about. All I know is that the government gonna be on his shoulders. And when the government get on his shoulders, you ain't gonna have to worry about nothing, because we gonna have everything that we need. Amen. Unlimited resources. Amen. Everything that we need, and God promises he's going to give us. And say it, and in his name. Y'all know about that name, don't you? The name is above every name. And that name, the knee gonna bow. Y'all do know about that name, don't you? I heard them sing about that name. What's that name? That name is Jesus, amen. I heard y'all sing about it. This Jesus is called Wonderful, amen. Because he is wonderful, amen. That is, every time he shows up, he can bring life out of a dead situation. Can you imagine standing at Lazarus' grave, amen, being some kin to Lazarus, amen? We had some Lazarus in our family, ain't that right? We see folk die, and we celebrate because we know and we believe that they trusted in God. But ain't it a sad thing when you standing at a funeral of somebody where you're not quite sure, amen, whether or not they knew the Lord? That's a pretty sad situation, ain't it? But it said, this is what I'm talking about. His name will be called Wonderful. Isaiah said his name will be called Wonderful. I'm telling you that his name is Wonderful, amen. Now, not only is he wonderful, he's a counselor, amen. He is God Almighty. That means James said, if you lack wisdom, let a man ask it of God, and God will give you wisdom. This God I'm talking about created everything by the word of God. Amen. Holds it together by the word of God. Amen. And the Holy Spirit comes in and makes everything work. Amen. To the glory of God the Father. This one here, Jesus, is wonderful. This one, Jesus, is a counselor. Now, I hate to say it, but I don't say it. I told you I had a bumper sticker. You better have a bumper sticker this morning. I'm going to stick a bumper sticker on you saying, Jesus on it. Man, yeah. And what you got to do? Tell him what you want. Amen. He's a counselor. Not only that, he's a mighty God. Amen. It's like when the youth choir here out the door and saying, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. He's King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. Amen. He is the mighty God. Then he's an everlasting Father. That means that once the Lord sit down on the throne, we ain't gonna have to do no more elections, no more campaigns. Of peace. I like that one. That's the culmination of everything. Amen. Whenever you write that Prince of Peace, the acronym for POP, Prince of Peace, let everything be in capital letters to let you know that he is the one that's getting ready to come. Amen. The Prince is the one who's in line for the kingship. Amen. And Jesus Christ is waiting for the Father, because the Bible says when that time comes that the Father is going to put all things in his hands. Amen. And he's no longer going to be the Prince, but he's going to be the King. But until that time comes, I came to tell you that there is one in Jesus who proclaimed peace, amen, and it's not the mixed message of the world. See, the mixed message of the world is if you get the right person in place, you will have peace. If you get the right amount of money in your pocket, you will be at peace. If you get the right mate, you will be at peace. If you get the right job, you will be at peace. But we are looking, amen, at the injustice. We are looking at hate. We are looking at pandemic. We are looking at division, amen. What thousands of peace treaties have been broken, what people have promised, amen, that they would stop fighting war. They said in World War I that the troops were during Christmas season, for one time they stopped fighting. Said they gave gifts to one another, amen, on that one day, amen, and they stopped the fighting, and then they just went on and just acted like people, amen. But after it was all over, y'all know World War I wasn't over, so they started back fighting again, amen. And I want to tell you, that's the way we do. We fight across the army till somebody died, and all of a sudden we know how to be church members again, amen. Till somebody gets sick and out there, and then all of a sudden we get sense again, everybody. Until sickness hit your own body, then you know how to treat the folk who you mistreated, who will treat you right when you was mean and nasty. All of a sudden peace comes to your heart. On the 67 million, just a little under 67 million people are sick. That's all right, but we have hope in God and we have peace in God who we trust. Even though we long for peace, amen, I'm telling you that there are some pieces that you need, amen. You need self-peace. You need peace with others, and you need peace with God. First of all, you need peace within yourself. God said he'd give you inner peace. Remember when he was with the disciples, amen, in John 14:27, he said, peace, my peace, my peace, my peace, I leave with you. Now, not as the world give it, but I give it to you, amen. Y'all know, if God give can't take it from you. Amen. And God said to them, that Jesus said to them, my peace I leave with you. But then he said, I'm going to send a holy comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit. In John 16:33. And this is the one you need to listen. Write it down. John 16:33. Jesus told you that you're going to suffer. Jesus told you that trouble was going to come. Jesus told you, but he said, don't worry about it. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. Amen. And he said, my peace I leave with you again. Not as the world give it. And I don't know the old one that the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away from you. So I want you to take this peace today. That no matter what's going on in your life, go ahead on and have the peace of God. When people talk about you, have the peace of God. When you don't feel like having the peace of God, go ahead on and let the peace of God rule on the inside of you. Peace. That's God's alone. That peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace. You got trouble, but you still got peace. Problems, but you still got peace. Persons around you, nobody to encourage you, but you still got peace. The fruit of the Spirit of Galatians 5 is still called peace. John 15 tells you how to have that inner peace. Let me help you. John 15 said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you. You're going to have the peace that God is talking about. Philippians 4:7 says, the peace of God, Sister Queenie, that peace of God which surpasses all understanding. It don't look right for you, but I still got peace. It don't make no sense, but I still got peace. Y'all know why? Because most folks look at things that are going on, situations, the culture, and the world, and even the problems in the church, and we look at things through our eyeballs. But if you begin to look through your eyes of faith that comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, faith that gives you hope, if you look by faith, you'll find out that if you hold on to faith, that peace don't come. Say that peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and guard your mind. Let me say that again. The peace of God will guard your heart and guard your mind. I don't care what you're going through. You can make it, but you got to have peace with God. Ephesians 2:14 said, Jesus Christ broke down the middle wall of partition, listen to me, and made peace with God. And if you are saved in God today, you don't have to wait for nobody to go to come and take you to God. I was at a church yesterday, no disrespect to other religions, but they still had Jesus up on the cross, amen. And they were going to the altar and bowing down to him on the cross, and they were walking, and I was standing back there. I don't understand what they're doing. Y'all know why? Because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That meant that he went to the cross, they took him down from the cross, they laid him in a barber tomb, amen. 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hand. But that is what I'm talking about. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Do y'all know in Acts chapter 1, he was standing out there talking to the apostles, and it said that while he was talking, that the angels came on the cloud and picked him up and lifted him up, amen. So not only did he come to this earth, not only did he die, not only did he get up, but he ascended back to the right hand of the Father. And the Bible said that the blood that he put on the mercy seat made peace for every man that would receive him.
Yeah.
No reason that people shouldn't have peace with God. Then we have to have peace with others. Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. Isaiah 26:3 said, keep your mind on him, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. Listen to me. When trouble get bad, just stop for a second. I know it's hard, but I sometimes have to just sit in the car like old folks and just wave my hand. Amen. I ain't got no prayer in me, man. I ain't got no song in me. All I got is some peace in me. Knowing that if God said it, that God will do it. Romans 12:18 says, as much as is in you, live peaceably with all men. Let me say that again. You gotta have peace with God. Then you gotta have peace with others. Ain't that right? And the Bible says through the Apostle Paul that it depends on you. Some folk, you are not going to get them to do right. You can't go to lunch with them. You can't be nice to them. They'll take your niceness and trample all over top of it, amen, and treat you like everything but a child of God. But y'all know what you got to do when you give them the bacon and eggs that time, they smack it out your hand. That's all right. I got another plate of bacon and eggs, amen, because the Lord just keep on providing for me, amen. And the more you do to me, the more food he put on my table. Somebody said, preacher, that don't make no footstool. Amen. As a matter of fact, when you make the enemies your footstool, you ain't going to have no table till the enemy sat down at the table with you. Amen. Because they got to see that God is good. They got to see that God is powerful. They got to see that God is real. You can't tell if God is real. You can only show them that God is real. Peace of God. Amen. Peace of God. Ephesians 2 and 14. I got to say it again. He himself is our peace. Let me say it again. He himself is our peace. So we got to be at peace with God. Peace within ourselves. And peace with others. Y'all got it? And if you can't do that, you can't be a child of God. Amen. I'm gone now. I'm done. I'm done. But I just want to remind you that this Jesus I'm talking about is readily available. I'm pretty sure that those of you all are in here with me, you have peace with God, and you may have peace with others, and I pray you have peace within yourself. Those Facebook Live, I pray that God has blessed you, that no matter whatever you're going through, this God I'm talking about is well able. Amen. Let me tell you about who I'm talking about. I'm going to say it one more time, because somebody is wrestling. The devil is at your house wrestling. The devil is in here wrestling with you. To tell you that you can't have peace, but you can have peace. Not only can you have peace, you can have perfect peace. Amen. You can have perfect peace. Why you shooting and fussing and talking about me? I'm at the house eating a bowl of Cheerios, amen. Why are you trying to run me down and take what God has given me? You can go ahead on and take it, and God has given me something else to provide right for me. I wish I had somebody that trusts God enough to know that you've been so sick in your mind, and the doctor's done all they can do, and folks were talking about you like you was already dead. In an accident, folks declared that you were paralyzed, but God, amen. Sound of my voice has salvation.
Not only salvation, God, it's time that we need deliverance. Deliver us from our evil, God. Put your goodness and your mercy in us more abundantly. Like King David, I declare for all of us, creating us a clean heart, O God, and to do a right spirit within us. Yes. Then, God, let your hope be an anchor for our soul, and your peace guard our hearts and our minds. Help us to pass all understanding that when we can't see it, God, because you said it, we still believe it. Praying now for families who are sick, families who shut in, families who are bereaved, families who lost loved ones, families with no incomes, families who need food on the table. Praying for churches who need to get back, Lord, to doing what you sent us to do. That is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every soul that's heard the gospel. Then to Matthew 25, to clothe those who are naked, give water to those who are thirsty, amen. Feed those who are hungry.
Yeah.
So that when it's all over, God, we can hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful of a few things. Come on up and let us make you ruler of many. As I leave this place, but never from your presence, Archer's Lord, this is my prayer for you and Facebook and phone line. That the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen.
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 And amen.